Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. With me today I have with me Lou Malango. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Now, Lou is visiting here in Jerseyville. How long have you been visiting in Jerseyville?
Well, this is my third time visiting.
How many have you spent a couple years here?
Not really. No? I wouldn't say here in Jerseyville, no.
Okay. Lou is from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, yes.
In South Africa.
Southern Africa.
Southern Africa, not yes. South Africa.
Yep, that's
because there's a difference.
Yep.
Southern Africa.
Yes.
So is South Africa more south than Southern Africa? Or
yes, that's pretty much the country that's all the way to the bottom of Africa.
Yeah, you're in Southern Africa, and you ended up here because of the way you play tennis, and I hear you're pretty darn good at playing tennis.
I try my best.
Yes. Now, how old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
21 years old, and you're going to be a senior in college?
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. And Lewis and Clark found you. They said, whoa, this guy can play tennis. And you've been playing, you played there for what, a couple years?
Yes, played there 2 years.
2 years. What were you studying?
Oh, I was doing exercise science.
Exercise science.
Yep.
All right. So I know also, besides being a good tennis player, you're into strength training. So I guess that goes hand in hand.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Now, you end up in Lewis and Clark, and then you went to another school last year, right?
Yes.
Which school is that?
Shawnee State. That's down in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Okay.
Yep.
And how long did you go there?
I just went there for a semester.
Okay.
And, you know, I just...
Didn't work out?
It didn't work out,
Did you play tennis there?
Yeah, I just played for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And now you're done at Lewis and Clark. Now you're going to finish your degree, your senior year, and you're going to what university?
Johnson C. Smith down in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yep.
And you will play tennis there and
yes,
continue getting your... And then you said maybe you were wanting to go on and get your master's?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yep.
And what's your final goal? What do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, so when I grow up, I pretty much want to be a strength and conditioning coach. That's my main goal.
How about tennis coach, too?
Tennis coach, too, yeah.
Yep, all right. And you're teaching some tennis around here.
Yep.
Who are some of the people you're teaching?
We got
any good students?
Oh, yeah. One that stands out is definitely Tate. Tate Lawton, yep. We pretty much working hard, and, you know, he wants it. So our goal is to just get him up there and, you know, just keep working as hard as we can and just see where we can.
Okay. How long have you been coaching Tate Lawton?
Oh, I would say I started last year. So I would say 6 months, solid 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you are boarding or living with Tate's mom, dad, Leif, and Allison?
Correct.
Yes. And you had you stayed with them earlier when you go into Lewis and Clark as well, or how did that come about?
So I pretty much started staying with them after I finished at Lewis and Clark.
Okay.
So,
because you couldn't go back to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And stayed there and then went to college, and this is your home base.
Yeah, this is my home base pretty much, yeah.
Now, how did you meet the Lawton family?
Oh, so last summer I coached at Edwardsville. Shout out to ETA. That's where I coached tennis. Then we had to go to Illinois, a Nike camp down at the University of Illinois. So I asked for a ride from Leif. And
you knew he was heading back down this way.
Yeah. So yeah, Coach Dave had told me that Leif is heading down that way. So I asked for a ride. Then along the way, you know, we talked about pretty much everything, where I'm from, and you know, stuff like that.
Uh huh.
Then that's when we.
And then he hired you as a tennis coach.
I'll take that. Yep.
And gave you a place to stay.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. They treating you right over there?
Oh, yeah. Great. They treat me great.
Are you getting enough to eat?
No. Oh, every day. All day, every day.
Now, I saw you today.
Yeah.
And you were on your bicycle with the tennis racket.
Yep.
And so I guess you don't have a driver's license. Do you have a driver's license back in Zimbabwe?
No, I don't.
Can I ask, you know, around here, everybody's got a lot. Everybody's driving, but not so much in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Well, not so much with the high school kids.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where it's different. I would say in Zimbabwe, the high school kids who drive that much are pretty much like kids from private schools, but not really from public schools, I wouldn't say.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Zimbabwe. Tell me about Zimbabwe. What's it like? How does it compare with Jerseyville?
Oh, it's different.
Yeah?
It's very different. One thing I would say is it's a beautiful place, definitely. It's a beautiful place.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up down there, and I really love it. I love my home. I love my country. And, you know, I'm always willing to represent as I'm here, represent my country, represent uh-huh. where I'm from, and also teach people how our culture is down there, and also learn cultures from this end, which I've been pretty much doing for the past 3 years.
What are some big differences? Tell us about your culture compared to Jerseyville culture.
It's really different. I would say,
I mean, the food's probably different.
The food is different, definitely.
What kind of food do you eat in Zimbabwe?
We have sadza down there.
What?
It's called sadza.
Sadza.
Yes, SADZA. It's called sadza.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Which is it's like ground corn. Then you just, you know, boil it up and stir it up.
Uh-huh.
But that's pretty much the staple food. So we have a staple food in Zimbabwe. Like,
you have what? Staple food?
Yeah. It's like a main dish
okay.
that people eat.
Uh-huh.
Different from here, where, like, here, of course, you have, like, some main food that most people
you
like.
You have hamburgers in Zimbabwe?
They do.
But
people don't eat them
as
much.
No.
Yeah.
How about fried chicken?
Not as much.
No?
It's...
How about catfish?
Not really.
Now, is Zimbabwe, I don't even know anything about Zimbabwe. Is it close to an ocean, or has it got any water next to it?
No,
is
it's landlocked.
It's landlocked.
Yeah, okay. Zimbabwe is landlocked. So South Africa is close to the ocean.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So beef? Any beef you'd eat?
Love no? all beef.
You eat
we
beef
love
down
all
there?
Beef, yep.
Okay, all right. Pork?
Pork, yes.
Really?
Yes, we
okay.
do eat pork down there, yep.
All right. Like, you have pork chops and steaks and things like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And T-bones and strips and things
yep.
like that. Okay.
Got all that.
All right. Not many McDonald's or anything like that there? Or do you have those?
We do have fast food restaurants. They actually starting to increase in numbers, but there's not as many. And there's also, like, the population doesn't really eat as much of the fast foods. It's pretty much like that. I wouldn't say people eat it as much as, you know, here, and you don't really find as much of those fast food restaurants.
I see. As far as school goes, okay, you went to high school, and you told me earlier that you went to, like, 3 different high schools.
Yes, I did.
You kept getting kicked out of high schools. No. You were looking for a good tennis team.
Yep.
What happened there? How come, what's going on in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, so I went to body all these 3, the last one I was a day scholar, but these 2, they were boarding schools. So the first one I went there, you know, hopefully trying to make a little change, trying to get tennis rolling down there, but it was really hard, and imagine I was a freshman at that time.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really have a big voice.
How did you get a love for tennis? I mean, because I know you're good. How did you get a love for it? How did you get so good at it? It was your mom or dad?
No, it was really all me. I just, My grandmother used to work at a polytechnic, so that's like a, around here we'll say like a junior college, right? So I would go with her to work. Then one day I just, you know, saw people playing tennis, and I started out picking tennis balls, and I was just like, you know, this looks fun. So I kept on coming every day.
Okay.
Just picking up tennis balls. How old were you? I was like 7.
Okay. And but you are also pretty athletic.
Yeah.
You were fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you did well in track.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And you could do as well in track probably as tennis.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
And I'm sure the speed helps in tennis.
Oh yeah. It goes a long way. I rely on it a lot.
So how did you end up at Lewis and Clark in Jerseyville? Tell us that story.
So yeah, Coach Zanzo down in Zimbabwe is who linked us with Coach Eric Stedges, who's from here in the States.
Yeah.
Then after that, you know, we started talking about college tennis, started working towards it. Then that's pretty much how we linked up.
Now, how did you do at Lewis and Clark playing tennis? Did you do pretty good?
Yeah, we did pretty
How did
well.
You do?
Individual, I did pretty good.
How many
good.
Games did you win? How many games did you lose?
Honestly, I would have to pull up the record, but I won more than I lost.
Yeah?
Yeah, I won more than I lost, definitely.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you must have won. Just, you know, I'm sure you won probably nine out of 10 games, right?
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, yeah. So now you are here in Jerseyville. You're kind of waiting to go to school. You're going to go to another college. And in the meantime, you are coaching people for hire, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you have a, how many people are you coaching tennis right now? You got Tate and you got three other people?
Yeah, I've been pretty much, you know, trying to find more people who, you know, want to get some lessons in. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Uh-huh.
And I do strength training too, by the way.
So on the strength training.
Yeah.
Who are you training? Are you looking to train athletes or just regular working folks, you know, that want to lose their gut, you know, or what? What's your thing?
I'm looking forward to doing all of it. You know, that's pretty much what I'm going to school for. But mainly it's going to be athletes and just trying to, you know, get them better and in more good shape. And also kids too, young little kids. Just starting to build their athleticism at a young age is pretty good. So that's what I've been focusing on too, yeah.
In the game of tennis, do you believe in what kind of weight, what kind of exercises are you doing for tennis? You doing bench, you doing military press, what goes on?
Oh, so in the game of tennis, I wouldn't say you need to lift like a whole lot of heavy weight. But you do still need to lift. We usually use, you know, a lot of band. We do a lot of band work.
Band work?
Band work, yes.
Okay.
And we do a lot of rotational, you know, agility. So those are the main things we really focus on in tennis. We wouldn't really do as much of heavy lifting as you get in sports right.
is
football.
More for quickness?
Quickness, yep.
Yes.
Quickness. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. So, if somebody's listening and they wanted to take up, you know, just get a little bit better in tennis, you know,
yeah,
how would they get a hold of you?
You can shoot me a text
618-946-3898
or call me.
Yeah,
same
text
number.
Text or call, and you can give some tennis lessons and
get it rolling, get better.
All right. Now, what are some things that you noticed? Now, I'm sure you researched coming to the States. Were you excited about coming to the States?
Oh, yeah.
Had you planned on? When did you start thinking that you wanted to come to the States and play tennis?
I started thinking about it when I got to high school.
Okay.
So when I started high school, that's when I started thinking about playing college tennis. But it was a long stretch because there wasn't tennis in high school.
Right.
I didn't play as much tennis.
Right. It's hard to get good at tennis. You ain't got anybody to play with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or play against, anyway. And but what did you find when you came to the States? You came to Jerseyville. What did you find different? Or what did you find that you didn't expect?
I would say opportunities. The opportunities. It's,
give me an example.
You know, it's a lot. Let's take, for example, the tennis court.
Yeah.
Tennis court is just right there. It's pretty much a great walking distance for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Back home, we had to walk like a good amount just to get to the tennis court.
What's a good amount? A mile? 2 miles? 3 miles?
Close to 10.
10 miles?
Yep, close to 10.
You walk 10 miles to play tennis?
Just to play tennis. So imagine, you know, doing that, and you also have to walk back, right? So
unless you camped out.
Exactly. So, you know, all those opportunities, I'm always seeing out here.
Did you have a bicycle? Couldn't you ride your
bike? Back home, no, I didn't.
You didn't have a bike?
Nope. I just walked with my friend.
You walked 10 miles to play tennis.
Yep.
How long would you play tennis?
We would just cut up our practices most of the time because, you know, we would definitely have to stay there. You couldn't go back home.
How many hours would you spend there playing tennis?
Honestly, we spent like a whole day down there just...
8 hours of tennis?
Helping coaching sometime. Yeah, a whole day.
Then turn around and walk back.
Then turn around and start
walking.
Or
would you run back?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, it is nice having the tennis courts. All right, anything else? Anything else that kind of sent you? Probably the food was different.
Oh, yeah. The food, like I said, is a whole different... I would say, you know, down there we don't really fry as much.
Yeah.
And I've been struggling with that.
Because do you like fried or not?
It's not my best. It's not my best.
Okay, well, you're better off not like
that.
Yeah. Sure. How about the people?
The people both ends. People are very nice. People are very accepting. Like over here, people have really taken me in. That's why I feel like this is home for me. You know, people have really taken me in. People talk to me nice. People, you know, everything is just going so well. And I love it down here.
Good. Anything that kind of surprised you? You that you didn't see it coming?
I'd have to think about that. What did surprise me? We talked about the cars already, but, you know, I never expected all high school children to really have as much cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. High school kids. That was a huge shock for me. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
You know how old I was when I had my first car?
How
15.
Old? Yeah.
But I bought it before, I had to have it ready, you know,
yeah.
But that's the way it was. I mean,
yeah,
everybody had to have a car.
Yeah, you know? That's really what really surprised me the most, I would say. But besides that, I know there's a whole lot more. I'll just have to just dig deep to find it.
Did Leif ever tell you about when he used to, how young he was when he drove?
Yeah. He tells me a lot about it.
Well, I tell you what. Thanks for coming in, Lou. It's been fun. It's been enjoyable. Do you have anything you want to say to the people of the Tri-County before we end this little interview?
I would just like to end by saying, you know, it really doesn't matter where you come from or where you grew up. You can always make it any way you want. Anything is pretty much possible. And right now I'm still, you know, on my journey to, you know, going pro or at least getting there coaching pro. So I feel like anything is possible, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, where you're from. All that doesn't matter. Just have to keep focus and keep working towards your goals, and that's pretty much it.
You know what? You're exactly right. And with an attitude like that, you're going to get there. Thanks for coming. Have a great day, and we'll see you around.
Yep. Thanks for having me.